church say amen.
Amen.
We are grateful to God for the Benson's family.
Amen.
And not that that's a waste of energy and just to be saying something. But it's wonderful to know that mother, grandmother, and son-in-law, and daughter-in-law can respect the wishes of their mother. Each year we come this way, and without any hesitation, the program committee desires to have the Benson family come back again and again. It's a tradition that we look for the Bensons. And as someone said, if it were not for the Lord, what would I do? So I say, to add a little bit to it, it wasn't for the Princeton's on Saturday night. And your homecoming. What would I do? I'm forced into something here that I wasn't expecting, that I was supposed to deliver letters to you in brief. It's an honor. Well, I don't take it lightly, because preaching is serious. It's not just a drink of king-size Coke, or a cup of coffee. We're in the third chapter of the book of Nehemiah. I won't identify the location of the text, but this young man is speaking to his boss, the king, the master. The king asking him a question. He's asking him, how long will thy journey be? And when will thy return? Nehemiah was a captive of the city of Jerusalem and carried into Babylon. As a young man, he was honored to be the king's cupbearer. Now, the cupbearer was highly honored and respected. He had the opportunity and did taste all of the food that the king ate. And he tasted all of the wine that the king drank. So this is quite an honor for anyone to have this position in the office of the king bearer. The king depended upon him. If the food wasn't right for the king bearer, then it wasn't right for the king. If it was all right to the cup bearer, it was all right for the king. So he had this honor, but he had a big, he had a day off from his job. Day off from his duty. And he wandered down town, so to speak, in the valley, and was sitting out in the park. And by chance, two of the brethren, when I say brethren, I mean citizens of Jerusalem, happened to show up. And he asked them how is things back home. And they told him things back home are not too pleasant at the time. Said the city is burnt down. Gates burnt with fire. You couldn't get into Jerusalem city without going through gates. There used to be such a sample in St. Augustine. You could hardly get into St. Augustine from the north without coming through gates. You had to be admitted. You couldn't just drive through. He would hold you up for a moment. So, Jerusalem was something similar. Gates burnt with fire.
Yeah.
Talk about this. But parents, fathers' gates, yes. Fathers' graves, our fathers' cemetery.
Yes.
It's been sodden down by wild beasts.
Yes, sir.
And Nehemiah's heart was stretched.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We hear that, but we don't do anything about it. We hear that the cemetery needs cleaning.
Amen.
We hear about there's going to be a work day at the cemetery, but who goes?
Yeah.
But Nehemiah was disturbed.
Yes.
He prayed day and night that the Lord would so arrange that his master would release him and give him a chance to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall.
Yes.
Flare up his palace graveyard.
Yes.
And rebuild that wall of the city,
yes.
The gates of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Say, Lord, please have mercy upon me.
Yes.
And let the king have mercy on me.
Yes.
And he prayed day after day.
Yes.
He put his face between his knees.
Yes, sir.
He knew it was a mission. There wasn't nobody there for him to put on in the form and the fashion. But when you really want prayer, when you really want to pray, you don't want anybody there. You want to get Jesus there when you pray. It'll be a call. Get out of sight of everybody. Don't just talk to somebody and say, didn't we pray? You know, when we pray, and somebody will help me say amen, we'll quit. But when you're in trouble, when you want to go down to the National Bank and borrow some money and borrow a favor, do you want everybody there with you?
No.
You want to see the president all alone.
Yes.
You want business with God, steal away.
Yes.
We put his tape between his knees and said, oh, Lord.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Have mercy upon me.
Yes.
The God of my fathers. You know, it's good to have fathers who love God.
Yes.
You who don't have daddies and mamas who love God, missing out on something.
Yes.
I wouldn't be where I am tonight. You wouldn't be where you are tonight. I wouldn't hardly be living tonight. You wouldn't hardly be living tonight if it weren't for the prayer. For God's promise to bless. Children of those who believe in him.
Yes.
The third and the full generation.
Yes.
My mother's prayer, not so much my dad's prayer.
Yes.
My mother's prayer.
Yes.
Hit me along the way.
Yes.
I remember one night, mama always put us in bed, and I'll be down on our knees, four or five of us here, and we're three or four asleep in each bed.
Yes.
Now all of us have to have a bed of ourselves. But all of us, at least three of us, in one bed. And she had us down there praying over us. And I didn't have a pair of pajamas.
Yeah.
I didn't know what pajamas was.
Yeah.
But I was sleeping in one of my daddy's old shirts.
Yeah.
I had a big hole back up there on my back.
Yeah.
And mama was praying over us one another. And I felt something wet on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I looked up to see what would happen, where the water was coming from.
Yes, sir.
And my mother would pray.
Yes.
Tears coming down her cheek.
Yes.
And I said, hey, mama, what's the matter with you?
Yes.
What's wrong with your mother? She said, that's all right, son. Just be quiet.
Yes.
The master is here.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
When the master comes,
yes.
Things change.
Yes.
You can believe me.
Yes.
I said to myself, I long to see the man that make my mother cry.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One Thursday night,
yes.
I met that man.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He cut loose my stabbing tongue.
Yes.
He raised
my
joy.
Yes.
On high.
Yes.
How long
yes.
will thy journey be?
Yes.
and win.
Yes, sir.
Yes. We're out of turn.
Yes. Yes.
Some of us are way, way, way from God.
Yes.
But he's saying tonight, how long?
Yes.
Yes.
Will that journey be?
Yes.
And I set him a time.
Yes, sir.
He said, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now give me a letter.
Yes,
sir.
To the governor of the river.
That's what he said.
Yeah. I'm on the cross without trouble.
Yes, yes,
you need a letter?
Yes.
Well, you need a letter.
Yes.
When you come stumbling down to the journey.
Yes, sir.
Don't you remember them saying, nobody here?
Yes, sir.
Can cross that for you.
Yes.
You got the cross.
Yes.
For yourself.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how well your mother loves you.
Yes.
She can't cross for you.
Yes.
This game you asked me by how long?
Yes.
Will your journey be any right, any more time?
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And he rode by day.
Yes, sir.
Not on a streamline. Mm-hmm. Not on a fine car.
Yeah.
But he walked.
Yes, sir.
On a donkey.
Yes, sir.
And he investigated the situation.
Yes, sir.
By day and by night.
Yes, sir.
And he rebuilt.
Yes, sir.
And then he ate.
Same
fast. He labored without food.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And every time he turned around, we eating something.
Yes.
Yes.
We eat so much until the love of God.
Yes.
He have it inside.
Yes.
I ain't bothering nobody now.
No.
But Nehemiah kept the one watch while one was working.
Yes.
The other one had his soul ready.
Yes, sir.
We think ought to get anybody to work now.
Yes.
As peaceful as things are.
Yes.
I was intending to come.
Yes.
You know, I had to see my movie star.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's Sam Jones.
Yes. Yes.
Old fashioned way.
Yes.
Let me say a word about that.
Yes.
Yes.
Mama and them had a colon in the wall.
Yes.
And they sitting over here in the amen corner.
Yes.
Well, and you can hardly hear your ears for their feet.
Yes.
Rattling on the
floor. Yes. Yes. I know what you're
and the preacher.
Yes.
Had what they call a spit tube.
Yes, yes.
He had a chew tobacco in his mouth.
Yes, sir.
And he dead and
yes, sir. Yes.
We'll be right back at you again.
Yes.
But now,
yes,
it's all over.
Yes.
Mama and the spit.
Yes.
Spit 20 feet away.
Yes, sir.
Even if God was full of spit.
Yes, sir.
That's where I was born at.
Yes, sir.
And nobody thought anything wrong with
yes.
it. Everybody had the same communion glass.
Yes.
In the old fashioned church.
Yes,
sir.
I sip a little bit.
Yes, sir.
And you sip a little bit.
Yes.
And down the line it goes.
Yes.
Now I don't want what you drink out
yes.
of here. Not even my home.
Yes.
My children don't want the glass I drink out.
Yes.
My wife don't want it.
Yes.
I don't want her glass.
Yes.
And my children don't want mine.
Yes.
But that was the old.
Yes.
Love everybody. Yes. Hand, yes. Something good to eat.
Yes.
If my daddy killed a possum,
that's right.
And my daddy killed a little shrimp,
yes.
My daddy had a little steak.
Yes.
He just bake it. Mama would bake us some.
Yes.
And sit it down to Aunt Julia's house.
Yes.
And I had to go all the way down there, smelling that good aroma.
Yes.
And I couldn't get a piece.
Yes.
Sometimes Aunt Julia would get somebody and even get myself.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
You talking about the old fashioned service?
Yeah.
Pull out all the lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody pull out the lights.
Yeah.
I'm about to pull out the lights.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Come tomorrow next week.
Yeah.
We've got a long time.
Yes.
These are old fashioned.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to wear that now.
Yes.
I'm talking about old church.
Yes. Yes.
We're used to doing the old church.
Yes.
Now it's my fault.
Yes.
Of everything happened.
Yes.
Everything happened, and you know even what you're talking about.
Yes.
Jesus brought us from a long, long
way.
Yes. Experience the old-fashioned a young pastor out of Atlanta, Georgia, on one summer afternoon, dressed all up, fine-looking young man, good preacher, but the folk weren't too appreciative to his efforts, and he was sitting out on the lawn in the swivel chair rocking, and two of the other members passed by the church going on down the street. So he heard it and he says, "Sisters, where are you all going? It's about time for church." "No, it's about time for service." They said, "Yes, we know it's about time for service. But we're going down here, we haven't church yet." "We know it's time for service. But focus time now, church. All this pretty stuff you put on, and some of us won't come until we got to have everybody show it to them."
Well,
come into service. When you come to church, and you're watching everybody who hooked and dressed what they have on.
Well,
going to service. I saw Susan with my dress on. Never had a dress, never made one. My dress. I ain't gonna wear mine no more. Going to service. But going to church, you go with whatever you can find. See, my mama didn't have about two dresses to church. You know, let me ask you. But you had no better thing on here.
Well.
And she put that thing down in the trunk. They had no closet. Clothes closet, none of that. They had no clothes hangers. Did you ever see, how many of you never saw a clothes hanger in that day, 50 years ago?
No,
you ain't not. You don't want a clothes hanger. You didn't have clothes hangers. They made you a stick, a string on it, hanging up against the wall.
Yeah.
Old fashioned church, though.
Yeah.
All right. And I used to love to see a man with a blue dingeree suit. Overalls, they call it. Jumping all this up there, and then then his coat out there. And he was fresh, starched and iron. He'd come struggling with his watch across his bosom. He dressed all that. I wouldn't have these bitches have to call them such tonight, but a couple got married in St. Augustine, and they told me, "Reverend, we're going to marry in coveralls." I said, "I don't have nothing like that to wear." They said, "We'll buy you one."
Amen.
They bought me these pants.
Yeah.
A white gentleman gave me the coat.
Yeah.
And I got a little bow tie. You ever see me with a bow tie on? Man, I look sporty. Yeah. You don't mind me saying that, do you?
No.
I'm telling you how I look.
Yeah.
How long would I try to be? And he said, "What time?"
Yes, he did.
He repaired those walls.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somebody said, "Nehemiah, you're going through all that trouble. Why don't you come down? Dangerous out there." But Nehemiah said, "No. Can't come down.
That's right.
Why you can't come down, Nehemiah?
That's right.
You want some special reputation? No.
That's right.
You love that much? Not necessarily, but yes.
But I'm not coming down because I am doing a good work.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can't come down.
Yes. How many of you tonight can say, I'm doing a good work?
Yes.
I'm singing on choir.
Yes.
I can't come down.
Yes.
Satan gonna challenge you to come down.
Yes.
I serve on the deaconess board and I can't come down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm on a deacon's board and I can't come down.
Yes.
I'm doing well, a good work.
Yes.
I'm working on the usher board.
Yes.
Can't come down.
Yes.
I play on the piano.
Yes.
I beat the drum.
Yes.
I can't come down.
Yes.
Why? What's so important about it? You get a good salary?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Amen.
But I'm doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm doing preaching. Why did they stop preaching?
Yes.
Can't come down.
Yes.
Can't stop.
Yes.
Why go out there? Why don't you stay home? It's cold out there.
Yes.
Ain't gonna have no fire there, no harm. I'm here on my good cold and TV.
Yes.
And the story is so good.
Yes.
And the price is right.
Yes.
And the family feud is on.
Yes.
Why don't I stop it all?
Yes.
See ya!
Yes.
But I can't come down.
Yes.
I love family.
Yes.
Price is right.
Yes.
I like to watch family feud.
Yes.
I like to look at the joker's wife.
Yes.
But there's a world joker in there somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you come down.
Yes.
The last mile.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And spot that joker.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes.
You know, in the old fashioned way, time to raise the offering. My daddy. Gold mama. And give her a nickel. I love y'all too, but give her one ash. And I don't know why they chose to do that, but they could give it that nickel before they left home. But they went and they got the check. Go in their pocket, get a nickel. And the two of them will give a dime. And nobody thought nothing wrong with them. Oh, close, shit. Anyone left to join church tonight? So come out for me. Anyone?
Amen.
Evidently not, because if you want to join, you start moving. Your mind already made up. So we're going to ask Sunday service back into the hands of the. Is it all right to ask the person to sing one of them?
Amen.
God bless you. You'll come back again, Linda. Sing another number, and then we're going to ask Mary Ann to have a final remark. While they get ready, Mary Ann, you might come forward now if you're ready. Make your final expression for tonight. So, so glad to have you here with me.
Thank you again so much for having me. I've enjoyed it this evening. And like Reverend Wright said, this tape will go in White Springs in a library there.
Amen.
And y'all can come up and listen to it if you want.
Amen.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Wright.
One figure I know, that's Jesus.
He be there.
Yes.
He will help me.
Yes.
I used to have a pastor that would say to us time and again that we live in the water, there's no danger in the water. And of course, I'm by your side. And that's where it's going to be with us who cross that river. We can't cross on our own. Maneuvering.
Amen.
You have to have the man from upstairs.
Yes.
Thank the group again.
Amen.
For their contributions.
Amen.
To this service.
Amen.
God bless all you that got a list of